Ukraine's mass conscription drive continues, but the country still needs more soldiers. Its troops are not only holding the defense on Ukrainian territory, but have also launched an offensive operation in Russia. Many units do their own recruiting to select the best people. One of the elite Ukrainian brigades even offers civilians the opportunity to live and train like soldiers for 1 week. NPR's Polina Latwinova reports from Kyiv.
A group of people in uniform gather on a clearing in deep discussion, but not for long. Someone shouts grenade. They all dive to the ground. Moments later, more incoming. One man can't get up. He's holding his leg. His comrades rush to his side and pull him to safety. Then the injured man stands up smiling. It was just a simulation with firecrackers and guns with no bullets. The people aren't soldiers, and this is not the front line. In fact, we are in Ukraine's heavily defended capital, Kyiv. But the participants want a taste of going into battle before they decide to actually sign up and possibly join one of Ukraine's most storied military units.
Vinnytsia oblast, город Ludzhin.
One of them is 20-year-old construction worker Oleksiy Sichkar. He lives far from the front line in the Vinnytsia region in central Ukraine. But he came all the way to the capital because he says if Ukraine doesn't have enough soldiers, the Russians might one day enter his hometown. We are not sure that hostilities won't come to our area, he says. The course, called Test Week, is organized by one of Ukraine's toughest military outfits, the 3rd Separate Assault Brigade. Marina Kirsanova heard so much about the brigade's exploits from her friends that she decided to take the course. They're so cool, she says. I didn't even expect that everything would be so real. For 7 days, she and other trainees learn how to use weapons, study battlefield medicine, and improve their physical fitness. All the instructors here have real combat experience. Maxim Levchenko helped set up the Test Week program. He is considered a hero for flying into the besieged port city of Mariupol with medicine, weapons, and other soldiers to hold off the Russians. This is how he serves now, preparing civilians for military service. At the end of the week, participants get feedback on how well they completed tasks, on their leadership qualities and teamwork, and on how to improve. This is also an opportunity for the brigade to get new good soldiers, says Volodymyr Davidyuk, the head of the brigade's recruitment center in Kyiv. The unit relies mostly on its own recruiting rather than conscription, looking for motivation more than anything else. 2-3 weeks of physical training will put you at decent level of conditioning, Davidyuk assures. As for tactics and medicine, you can teach everything else that is needed for war. The 3rd Separate Assault Brigade has a nationwide ad campaign to sign people up, including banners strewn across city streets. There is even a Netflix documentary called We Were Recruits, recounting the journey soldiers take from basic training to fighting on the front line. Of some 400 people who took part in the Test Week program, about 1 in 5 signed up after. Back to the training base, the participants now hold each other by the shoulder, forming a circle, looking tired as they do squats. But singing the national anthem seems to give them energy. Oleksiy Sichkar, who will now return to central Ukraine, has already decided to sign up for the 3rd Separate Assault Brigade. I'm doing this for my family, to protect my mother and sister, he says. I love them more than anything in the world. Sichkar wants to join the brigade's assault forces, even though the risks of injury are higher. And the bullets and bombs and grenades will be real ones. Polina Litvinova, NPR News, Kyiv.